The following podcast is brought to you by the Dominican University of California. Greetings and good day to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Backwoods Show. Lace up your boots, grab your packs as we explore survival in the great outdoors. I'm your host, Jay, and remember, you're never just a mile away.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode of the Backwoods Show. Hope you all had a good week. Lace up your boots and grab your packs as we explore how to build survival shelters, when to build them, and the different supplies that you use to aid your building process. There's a variety of different types of survival shelters that you can build out there. Some are better during different seasons than others, and vice versa. If you ever happen to get lost in the woods, or away from civilization, arguably the most important skill to have you stay alive is shelter building. Being able to create a barrier from the elements and block them out is becoming a lost skill with each generation to come. So, that's why it is important today for you to learn, because you never know when a situation in which you will need it comes up, and you will want to be prepared. The type of shelter you choose may depend on many factors, including what kind of materials are available in your general vicinity, environmental conditions, your choice of heat source, and whether it will be a personal type of shelter or if you'll have other people joining you. When planning a trip, think about what types of survival shelters would be the best option for you, your season, and the environment in which you will be in. A great habit is to practice noticing good shelter locations while out backpacking or hiking, just so you are more familiar with different areas, and if anything happened to go south, you would be prepared. With that being said, survival shelters are no easy task to build. While building wilderness survival shelters, they can be fun and rewarding. Actually spending a night in a shelter that you built in a day with your very own hands provides a great sense of self-sufficiency and accomplishment. With an understanding of the basic principles and hands-on practice, wilderness survival shelters can help you weather almost any survival situation. You just gotta practice and be prepared. Here, I'm gonna help you out and guide you along your way. Shelters are very important, from keeping you protected from the elements to providing a place to rest. They serve a key role in survival situations. Not only do they provide for your physical needs, but also help create a sense of home while out in the wilderness and maybe if you are stranded. Though each season and environment presents its own challenges, there are several different principles for creating effective wilderness survival shelters. The first one being location. The most important aspect of making a wilderness shelter is choosing a good location. It is one that provides easy access to ample materials such as dead sticks, different trees that may have fallen, leaves, grasses, mosses, different things like that. The second one being away from different types of hazards such as falling branches, water pooling, maybe there's a sect of insects, there could be a nest of snakes, you never know. You want a location that has a large enough flat area to allow you to lie down and be able to sleep comfortably throughout the night. A common mistake when building survival shelters is building them too large. Bigger isn't always better. Not only does it take more materials, effort, and your own time to construct that you could be doing other things to help aid your survival, it often ends up being too cold due to the amount of space on the inside, there being different cracks in it, not being able to finish it all the way. In order to build a successful survival shelter, you want to make sure it is not too large, because you want it just to be large enough to fit your body, and so then you can conserve your heat. Your body heat is going to be your best friend, because that is what's going to keep you warm, obviously. Because you aren't going to have a blanket, you aren't going to have the comforts of your home when you're in a survival situation. Another thing to keep in mind is the structure of the survival shelter. Shelters need to be constructed with safety in mind. So, it's smart to grab large, strong branches because they can provide the initial framework for many types of different survival shelters. Typically, branches used for the framework should be strong enough to easily support the weight of yourself. The last thing that you want to do is spend your entire day working hard on a shelter in order to survive, and then having that structure come down during the night or while you're out and about during the day. That would not be fun. The next important thing to keep in mind is your insulation and your cover. So this ties back to earlier about seeking out what type of environment that you are in. If you have access to dead sticks, trees, twigs, grass, moss, all that kind of stuff. So whether you're in a hot, sunny environment or if it's cold and wet, insulation and cover is going to be very important to keep you protected from the outside elements. One thing to note is that if you're using dead debris from the forest, you want to make sure that you layer it on to create a thick layer on your shelter. This will help you keep the heat in and will also help keep any wind or cold air coming into your shelter. Bark and soil actually can also be added onto the top and sides of your shelter just to create like another kind of barrier from the cold wind and possible rain. Another kind of trick that you can do is if you do not have any sleeping pad or mat or anything like that, just use dead debris. You can create a thick mattress on the inside of your shelter. This will also help insulate you because you won't be on the ground, so the ground won't be sucking a bunch of heat from you while you sleep. Another very crucial element when building a survival shelter is having a heat source. In cool and cold environments, the primary shelter concern is staying warm in order to avoid hypothermia. With wilderness survival shelters, there are typically two choices for a heat source: your own body heat or a heat from a fire. Wilderness shelters that rely on your own body heat as the primary heat source need to be a lot smaller on the inside because you're using your own body heat, so you have to have lots of extra insulating debris. If you plan to use a fire, it might need to be a little bit bigger because you need to plan how it will be tended all night. You need to be sure that you have collected a full night's worth of firewood before dark, while being sure that you do not burn down your shelter in the process, because you do not want to hurt yourself or your shelter, thus killing your chances of survival. First, I'm going to begin with some examples of some cold weather survival shelters. In winter wilderness, there's no question that finding or building shelter is going to be your top priority. Hypothermia can begin to take hold within minutes, and in severe weather conditions, the cold can be fatal within a couple of hours. So, it's important, especially in the cold, that you prepare yourself. It's important while backpacking or snowshoeing in the snow that you look out for tree wells because you can fall into them and they could be dangerous. However, they may be dangerous. They are ideal for survival situations where it is very cold. In places with deep snow, it can be easy to find these naturally occurring tree wells. When the snow collects on the tree, it bows and creates a natural pit, which also can be easily adapted into a shelter. If possible, you can dig down to the bare ground and push the snow around to create a small wall around the well to block the wind. Because in a survival situation like this, wind would not be your friend. It would just make you cold. Since a fire would melt the snow, your best bet for warmth is packing the well with insulating materials. Like described before, the dead branches, different types of sticks, stuff like that. If you can manage to find a few rocks in the snow, use a fire to warm them and place them in your bedding for heat, because that will just help you retain heat, and also the cold ground won't be pulling as much heat from you as you sleep. One of the most common, yet still a very reliable shelter is the lean-to. Lean-tos are great in the cold because they also reflect the heat of your fire. Depending on how familiar you are with shelter making, it would take you anywhere from 1 to 2 hours to build, including time to gather materials and stuff like that. They're very basic and they are one-sided, so you will have cover from any wind and rain that you might get thrown at you. In order to make a lean-to, you want to make sure you have a long branch between two trees. One side, you're going to have branches vertically with brush and different types of branches. And then you're just going to add on leaves, grass, any type of moss that you can find, even dirt, and you want to throw it on top. As said before, this will just help create an insulation so the wind won't get you. However, there is some flaws to this shelter because it doesn't hold heat very well because the wind or rain can change and then you'll no longer be sheltered. With the lean-to shelter, you may be able to construct some sides that will maybe give you more support, and having a fire is a very good upside when using a lean-to because the back wall will help deflect the heat. But once the fire goes out, so will the warmth. So you want to make sure you have a self-feeding fire or something along the lines of that, so then the heat will be constant for you. Lean-to shelter is good because it is quick and easy. Next is the fallen tree shelter. It can be easily adapted to any situation, however it does rely on you being able to find a fallen tree. There are multiple ways to do it, such as draping a tarp over the fallen tree to make a tent, or you can also prop up different branches and different types of leaves, stuff like that, in order to act as a shelter wall. For this one, you may need to drag a log over another fallen tree in order to make your shelter. However, if you find one along the way, it makes a very nice, quick shelter in order in a survival situation. Next is one of my personal favorites, the A-frame shelter. It's a great short-term survival shelter for a single person because it's very fast and easy to build. Also, in your general vicinity, it should be easy to find materials in order to build it. First, you want to find one long, sturdy branch. It should be a few feet longer than you. Next, you're going to want to prop one end of the branch up on a tree stump or log. You want to make sure that it's in an A shape. Make sure to lean the shorter branches up against the branch. Now you should have a frame. Then you should just cover your frame and make sure there are no gaps. Fill it with different leaves, holes, soil, stuff like that, as said before. Also, it can be made against fallen trees. Or, for a larger A-frame shelter, you could prop up both ends of your long branch. With this method though, wind can blow in from the sides and it won't trap your body heat as well, so you just want to take that into account. Lastly is the teepee shelter. It's very common and you're probably familiar with it. Also, you might have even made a few as a kid. They're relatively easy to build, however, you'll need some long branches, and you'll need a lot of them as well. To begin making the teepee shelter, you're going to want to find 3 to 4 long branches that are about the same length. Prop them up to make a tripod frame. It can be relatively difficult if you do not have rope. You can also prop the branches up against a tree to make a modified shelter as well. Next, you're going to want to add more long branches to the tripod you just built. Keep building around because it will make the frame sturdier. Remember, you want to leave a gap in order to get in and out though. You just want to keep adding branches, including small ones, because you'd want to get rid of the cracks. This will just make the wind not out, so then you will have more heat staying in. Hopefully you never need to use these different types of survival shelters and find yourself in a survival situation. But if you do, hopefully now you feel a little bit more confident. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast of The Backwoods Show. I'm your host, Jay, and remember, you're never just a mile away. See you all next week. Thanks.